Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans, and we'll get you ready before first pitch. Coming up, today's starting lineups. We'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. Plus, you'll hear from the skipper, now live from the Fan On Deck studios. This is the Pella Windows and Doors Baseball On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief, on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, it is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mayor Mitch here, live from the Hyundai West Dallas On Deck Studios, as the Brewers finally, one of these days, will get off the schneid, and the starting pitcher will throw less than 35 pitches in the first inning. I do believe the Brewers have now lost five straight, and they've been gracious hosts to the Cincinnati Reds so far this weekend, spotting them three runs in the first inning, both of the first two games here. Game three of four today. As we turn the page, Yolis Chacin takes on the Reds' emerging ace, Luis Castillo, for a 3-10 first pitch. Coming up on tonight's show, we'll hear from Brewers manager Craig Counsell, who has changed up the lineup, to say the least. We'll be joined by Bill Baby Tausch Schmid of the Wendy's Big Show to talk about that lineup, as well as Adam Rigg of the Brewer Nation and the courtside voice of the Bryant and Stratton Bobcats for the McCormick Law Office Roundtable. Also, we'll go inside the clubhouse and catch up back up with Bill Baby Tausch Schmid. He caught up with a Brewers reliever, Adrian Hauser, who could perhaps be the Brewers' best pitcher at this very moment in time. But again, as I said, the Brewers, they would fall 11-7 last night. And again, spotting the Reds three runs in the first inning, obviously two nights in a row, and it was death by a thousand paper cuts in that first inning. A couple of walks, a couple of hit by pitches. Obviously, you had the famous one in the first inning, Derek Dietrich kind of leaning out over that one. Apparently that's legal. He's got that big elbow pad, and he just kind of leans over, takes a hit by pitch. The Reds would score three runs in the top of the first off Chase Anderson, and then they would add on a couple of more in the top of the third to make it 5-0 Reds. Brewers in a big hole again, but Eric Thames would step to the plate, and he would drive in Lorenzo Cain on an RBI single in the bottom of the third.
Eric Thames at the plate with two outs, and the 1-2, and a swing and a ground ball through, base hit. Coming in to score, Lorenzo Cain. And the Brewers are finally on the board here. Eric Thames with a two-out RBI single, and it's 3-1.
Yeah, it's 5-1 at that point, actually. Eric Thames with an RBI single, that highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. The Reds would get it right back in the top of the fourth with a solo shot by Nick Senzel. Then we head to the bottom of the fifth, where Christian Yelich just continues to be a menace to opposing pitching. He hits a 420-foot home run to dead center field to make it 6-3.
And Yelich on cue to center field. Irvin looks up, and it is gone! Christian Yelich does it again. Number 29. It's a two-run home run this time. And the Brewers are within three.
And just so fortunate we get a front-row seat to what he's been able to do. 18-game hitting streak now. Longest hitting streak of his career.
6-3 at that point. Two batters later, Mike Moustakas would hit a 400-foot home run to center field as well to make it 6-4, and that's about as close as the Brewers would get last night. The Reds would add three more in the top half of the seventh to make it 9-4. Yaziel Puig would hit a two-run shot in the top of the eighth to make it 11-4. And the game was pretty much out of reach at that point. The Brewers would add a couple of runs in the bottom of the eighth, beginning with this solo shot from Orlando Arcia.
That one right over the top, and Arcia turns it around deep in the left, and it is gone. A home run for Arcia.
Bowman not fooling anybody, is he?
Ninth home run of the year for Arcia. Arcia. I think he's coming out of his slump.
Ninth home run of the year for Orlando Arcia right there. Christian Yelich would double in Hernan Perez later in the inning, and Eric Thames would walk to score Christian Yelich then to make it 11-7. That would be your final score as the Brewers fall 11-7. Chase Anderson takes the loss. He went five innings, allowing five hits, six runs, all earned, two walks, struck out six. His ERA is up to 4.70 on the year. He's 3-2 with the loss. The win goes to David Hernandez. Sonny Gray started for the Reds yesterday. He went 4 1/3, six hits, four runs. They were all earned. He walked four and struck out six. He's down to 4.03 on the season. The Brewers with the loss now sit at 40-36 on the year. They've lost five straight. Have only won once since last Wednesday, but hope springs eternal in baseball, and that's the best thing about baseball is there's always tomorrow. And let's get to these bizarro Brewers lineups.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on The Fan. Who's batting first? Here's today's look around the diamond with the starting lineup. Sponsored by Waukesha Sports Cards, your shopping headquarters for sports collectibles and authentic hand-signed memorabilia. Go to WaukeshaSportsCards.com for a list of their upcoming autograph signings.
Yes, Craig Counsell deciding to switch it up a little bit here today, as again, the Brewers have only won one time since last Wednesday. They've lost five straight. They're down to 40-36 on the year. The Reds are just 4.5 out with the win last night. First, we start with the visiting Cincinnati Reds lineup. Out in left field leading off today, it's Jesse Winker batting second, and at first base, Joey Votto batting third, and at third base, Eugenio Suarez batting cleanup, and at second base, Derek Dietrich batting fifth, and out in right field, Yasiel Puig batting sixth, and at shortstop today, Jose Iglesias batting seventh, and in center field, Jose Peraza batting eighth and doing the catching today. It's Tucker Barnhart batting ninth and doing the pitching, Luis Castillo. And over to the Milwaukee Brewers, the homestanding Milwaukee Brewers. Get a load of this one. Leading off today and behind home plate, it's Yasmani Grandal batting second. And out in right field, it's Christian Yelich batting third. And at second base today, Mike Moustakas cleaning up. And out in center field today, Lorenzo Cain batting fifth. And at first, it's Eric Thames batting sixth and playing shortstop, Orlando Arcia batting seventh. And playing third base, Travis Shaw batting eighth and doing the pitching, it's Yolis Chacin batting ninth, and out in left field, it's Ben Gamel. So another day off for Ryan Braun. Those lineups for you again quickly. One more time for the Reds. It's Winker, Votto, Suarez, Dietrich, Puig, Iglesias, Peraza, Barnhart, and Castillo. And for the Brewers, Grandal, Yelich, Moustakas, Kane, Thames, Arcia, Shaw, Chacin, and Ben Gamel. And a little bit closer look at that pitching matchup right now. Yolis Chacin, 3-8 with a 5.60 ERA. Not very good in 13 starts in 2019. Chacin yet to return to the solid form he showed in 2018 so far. This season, he made his first start since coming back from the injured list with lower back soreness back on Monday night in San Diego, where he allowed just two runs on six hits. Did strike out seven over 4 2/3 in his return. The Brewers, of course, lost that game 2-0 as their offense escaped them in that series in San Diego. For the most part, he's 3-3 with a 3.81 ERA in 11 appearances against Cincinnati in his career. Nine of those were starts, and he's taking on right-handed pitching Luis Castillo, who is 7-1 with a 2.26 ERA in 15 starts in 2019. Castillo has emerged as the young ace of this revamped Reds pitching staff under Derek Johnson, former Brewers pitching coach. The 26-year-old righty beat the Houston Astros last time out on Monday. He allowed just two runs on two hits, but did walk six over six innings of work. He's 2-2 with a 3.50 ERA and six starts against the crew in his career. Let's hear from Brewers manager Craig Counsell as he talks about these crazy lineups today.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's Craig Counsell have planned for today's game? Let's find out with today's scoop from the skipper on The Fan.
Yes, Yasmani Grandal leading off today as the Brewers look to get off the schneid. They've lost five straight. Manager Craig Counsell met with reporters in the Miller Park dugout not too long ago, and let's listen in on that conversation.
Craig, the lineup today, just switching is it switching things up a little bit?
I think it looks like it's switching things up a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's I mean, I feel like it's a good time to do it. You know, it's just a different look. It doesn't – lineups are – you know, we've talked about that. It's still about guys having good at-bats and sequencing good things together. So just thinking about something a little different today. I've been tossing it around and going with it.
Yes, as he sees himself as a Ricky Henderson type. You're trying to utilize his speed.
Yeah, something similar to that. I mean, Ricky Henderson, if he wants to do a redo of Ricky Henderson's on-base percentage, that'd be great.
Is part of it, though, how many pitches he has been seeing lately and just the quality of his at-bats?
Yeah, I mean, it's just he's having really good at-bats. He's been really consistent with that, having good at-bats. I mean, he's been doing a really nice job. So it's, you know, I just thought overall it was just something we've been thinking about, and you know, I thought it looked, I mean, it's more than Yaz just hitting, you know, it's Ben hitting nine, things like that. It's so it's a bunch, couple guys before Yelly every time, and change it up like that.
You see it as kind of just one game, see how it goes, or you think maybe a few games?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we're, you know, the personnel changes, you know. You know, it's likely Lorenzo won't play tomorrow, so probably have a day off tomorrow. So, you know, got it today for sure. I can promise you that. But yeah, we've been talking about it for a little bit. So, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Yaz is one of those guys that got enough votes to be a finalist for the All-Star game. I don't know where surprised Yelich is, but for Yasmani and Moustakas to get a little recognition and maybe start an All-Star game. I assume that's
both deserving, is what I'd say. They've had great seasons up to this point, and both are deserving of being in that conversation. So I'm not sure how it works anymore, but yeah, I mean, I think they're worth starting. It's good that, you know, that there's a little bit of, I think it's hopefully this is to highlight maybe some guys from different markets that I think have a chance now, maybe a little better chance, which is good for our guys.
Do you know your pitching plan for the next series? Have you thought about that yet? And what's
the chance? Yeah, Zach's. Well, Jimmy's going to pitch out of the bullpen, Zach's on schedule for Tuesday, and then we'll kind of probably get through today, and then figure out what the rest of the series looks like. Is what I'd say.
For Jimmy, the bullpen is part of the idea. Just let him go air it out maybe a little more for shorter stints.
I think part of it is, you know, frankly, we got to have better performance. That's part of it. And yeah, I mean, and the other thing is, it's just a little different look for him. So a little different feelings for him that he's excited about and interested in. And so, yeah, I think he can be a little bit of a different pitcher down there, and so we'll see what that brings.
Is that a short-term thing for Jimmy?
Everything's short-term right now. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't think we're ever going to answer, like, you know, I think we've been – the questions like that are, like, he's down there right now. Yeah.
When's he available?
I would. We're gonna shooting for tomorrow, but I think Tuesday is realistic. You know, most guys, what I'd always say is you get 3 days off after your start, and then you're available. So that falls on the off day. So we'll see how he's doing tomorrow. He said he felt really good today. 2 days after 90 pitches is generally a little quick.
Because of how famously routine oriented it is this going to be a big transition?
Well, that's the part that I'm excited about, and that Jimmy's excited about, is like to get out of that routine is a little bit of a challenge, and a good challenge for him that he thinks can help him kind of in all parts of his game, find some new ways to do some things, to switch it up, you know, and so he's looking forward to that part of it as much as anything, is the kind of, I don't know what to expect. You know, I can't plan everything, and that's a good thing.
How's the turf? Is weather a factor in today's game? Let's get the Steins Garden and Home field and game conditions. Steins Premium Weed Control Plus Lawn Food is comparable to national brands for less. Formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns, Steins. Planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946.
There you have it. Brewers manager Craig Counsell discussing the new look lineup. Yasmani Grandal leading off today. Also, Jimmy Nelson heading to the bullpen after they tried a couple of starts with him coming back from injury, and it just hasn't really worked out as, you know, perfectly. But he will try to go to the bullpen and see if he can right the ship and be effective out of the pen going forward here in 2019. Now, a quick look at the weather out there. If you guys are tailgating, hopefully you're enjoying yourselves responsibly. It is a beautiful day out in Milwaukee. 69 degrees. Feels like 69. High of 70 today. Weather is not going to be an issue, obviously, with the roof and everything. It wasn't going to be anyway. But again, a beautiful day in the Milwaukee area. No chance for precipitation until a little bit overnight. Slight chance. So we're looking pretty good here. 69 degrees at first pitch down at Miller Park. It'll be Yolis Chacin against Luis Castillo. Not that Luis Castillo, the young one. 26-year-old righty, 7-1 with a 2.26 ERA. So the Brewers have lost five straight. And it's not going to get much easier as they're taking on the Reds' ace, and their pitching staff looking good under Derek Johnson so far this year. They've taken the first two of four over the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Brewers looking to get, again, off the schneid, going for the victory today. We'll hit a quick break here. On the other side, it's the McCormick Law Office Roundtable. We'll go down to Miller Park and check in with Bill Baby Tausch Schmidt, also Adam Riga, the Brewer Nation, and the voice of the Bryant and Stratton Bobcats. Coming up next on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show, Mayor Mitch here with you, getting you set for first pitch just under an hour from now, live from the Hyundai West Dallas On Deck Studio. More next on the only station Brewers fans need, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
What happened was Kane is getting a little slow, so he's not stealing as many bases as possible. So they figured with my speed this year, they're pretty impressive. Kind of looking at me, kind of doing the same thing, kind of like Ricky Henderson type. Just kind of getting on base, stealing second, third, possibly home, hitting homers.
There he is, Yasmani Grandal, your leadoff hitter today. That's him joking down at Miller Park not too long ago. Again, leading off is Yasmani Grandal. Now let's hit the Great Midwest Bank hotline for the McCormick Law Office Roundtable.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew. Get ready for the roundtable. Brought to you by McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, it is. Mayor Mitch here with you, getting you set for first pitch between the Brewers and the Reds down at Miller Park. Game 3 of 4, Yolis Chacin taking on Luis Castillo. And let's hit the Great Midwest Bank hotline and welcome in Bill Baby Tausch Schmid of the Wendy's Big Show. He's down at Miller Park right now. And what's the locker room like, the clubhouse down there, Baby Tausch?
Mitch, there was some good music going on. You'll hear it during the Adrian Hauser interview that there's some music bumping. It's a lively locker room. There are more guys in there than there had been for quite some time. And there was a dog running around, so it was a good time earlier today.
That's curious, considering they've lost five straight. But, hey, I assume it wasn't the Damian Lillard diss track, though.
No, it was actually, apparently, and I missed this one, Mitch. I don't know if you guys got this. National Bring Your Dog to Work Day yesterday. So Gio Gonzalez missed out, brought in Stitch earlier today, running around a locker room. It was a good time.
Nice. Well, I mean, that's good. You always want to loosen it up when you've lost five straight and maybe try something else. And manager Craig Counsell has indeed done that, Billy, with Yasmani Grandal in there leading off, Lorenzo Cain hitting cleanup, the pitcher hitting eighth. I mean, pick your favorite part of the lineup here that's changed. And is this a move that you think is desperation, or is it just one of those things where it's you heard him talk before the game. He kind of was taking it by game by game.
And Mitch, you said desperation and panic move is another way that you could put it. Tim Allen and I had a conversation about this. I don't know if it was on the air or off the air. And it was one of those where you look at Craig Counsell at this point in time and where you've been as a manager now in your fifth year, and thinking that maybe if you did something like this, everybody takes it as a panic move. And is it? Maybe not. Maybe it's more of something that he's been thinking about for quite some time, and it's a good way to loosen things up. But you don't usually do moves like this when you've won 9 of 11. So it can be something to shake things up in a time of the baseball season where things are getting stale and not much is going right for this team. The ball is not bouncing in favor of the Milwaukee Brewers in the last week. I mean, look at some of the weak contact in the last couple of days and tough base hits, drop one on a soft liner in between two or three guys yep. into the outfield and score a couple of runs. And it can be one of those where you need simply guys in front of Christian Yelich because he's been hitting the ball so damn good in this 18-game hitting streak. So you need to be able to get maximum usage out of Christian Yelich and maximum results in the form of runs because he really hasn't come up many times, Mitch, with guys in scoring position, as Yasmani said there. Some of it can just be getting guys in front of Yelich and see how many of them he can knock in.
Right, and I mean, Christian Yelich continues to be on a tear, but yeah, he's coming up with nobody on base. And I think that conversation you were alluding to was on the air, and I think you guys brought up how Joe Maddon and that team 90 miles south likes to do that. They'll throw Bryant in the leadoff spot if he's scuffling yep. a little bit, just kind of get him going. Incidentally, that team is losing 5-0 right now as we speak, in case you're scoreboard Perfect. Watching and standing watching at this point in June. But, you know, is that something that's got to be in his frame of mind, I guess, for Craig Counsell? We got to get guys on base for Christian Yelich, who is absolutely on fire, and those splits at home are nuts. And, you know, you're not taking full advantage of those.
No, and the numbers within the last 2.5 weeks are insane, too, for Christian Yelich. I think, Mitch, you said it, the splits at home are ungodly, what this guy has done at the plate. And he's becoming one of the best players in baseball. And you can look at it with the All-Star voting earlier today or yesterday when they come out and you look at all the numbers. Christian Yelich is right there with Mike Trout. Mike Trout has been revered in the last 3-4 years as the consensus best player in baseball. And Christian Yelich, at least in most fans, is being up in that echelon. Notoriety-wise, performance is one of those reasons and is the reason why. So he is in that category right now with some of the best players in baseball. Got to be able to get guys on in front of him.
Yeah, and he was, what, second in votes in the National League, Christian Yelich, behind Cody Bellinger, because Cody Bellinger plays in Los Angeles, so yep. he's got a little bit of a bigger market behind him. But Christian Yelich, I mean, he has 17 stolen bases this year, too.
And you barely even noticed any of them. I think that's
right.
One of the interesting parts about it, too. And, Mitch, look at Christian Yelich sometimes when he picks them up. Like last night in a game in the eighth inning, I think it was, when Yelich got on, and he's part of that double steal where you're just trying to get guys into scoring position and put a little bit more pressure on. He's gotten quite a few of those where sometimes it'll be marked as defensive indifference, which I think is one of the stupider rules in all of mm-hmm. baseball, but he picks a lot of those up. But also, I mean, he's 6'5", and when you get those legs moving, it's easy for him to take 90 feet.
Yeah, he is built like a baseball player. I will say that. He's not kind of a wiry frame, but he's somehow getting that power, and he's hitting bombs. I mean, 420, 460. The dude is incredible. And I would like to keep it with Christian Yelich a little bit here, because I've been kind of thinking that, and I don't really want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but part of me really worries about the future of Christian Yelich with the Milwaukee Brewers. You know, he's got a few years under contract, but yep. when he gets, I mean, you look at that, he's going to get probably a Bryce Harper, Manny Machado contract. Pretty close.
Oh, absolutely, Mitch, I think. And to be completely honest with you, look at what Nolan Arenado got. Now, Christian Yelich will hit the market when he's 31 years old. As it marks out here after his next 3.5, if you want to give this one as a half year, that he still is under contract with the Milwaukee Brewers. He'll hit the market at 31 years old. Bryce Harper, Manny Machado hit the open market when I believe they were 26, 27. So that helps you in terms of how many years you're going to be able to get, which really stacks up the guaranteed money. And even look at Trout with the $430 million, which is outrageous. Christian Yelich is going to command something around that. But depending on how you structure it, there are ways that every single team in Major League Baseball can make one of those contracts work. And I went on the big show when Bryce Harper got his deal of 13 years, $330 million. And how it breaks down annual salary-wise, every team in baseball could have that contract done. Frankly, I don't see a way that Christian Yelich plays another game in before he's 37, 38 years old outside of a Brewers uniform. I think Mark Antanasio and him have an incredible understanding. I think he knows what he can be to this organization. And I think there's something special to that, Mitch. You know, when you come from a market like Miami when he played for his first couple of years, and then they blow it up, and a commitment to winning that there is with the Milwaukee Brewers, it's a special place to be. And I think certain baseball players take that deeper than just dollars and cents. obviously you got to be compensated fairly, and I think the Brewers will make sure. 22 has plenty of commas in his bank account to make him happy.
I certainly hope so. Talking with Bill Baby Tausch Schmidt of the Wendy's Big Show right here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, getting you set for first pitch between the Brewers and the Reds. Follow Billy on Twitter at Bill Schmidt Radio. And, you know, Brewers lost five straight, Billy, as you know, and they've only won once since last Wednesday. And this was supposed to be an easy part of the schedule, you're right? I mean, it's supposed to be, I mean, they had an easy June schedule, but it seems to me, Billy, that they're catching these lesser teams when they're heating up. And it's just been kind of unfortunate, you know, like the Miami, the record wasn't great a couple of weeks ago. But if you look closer, they had won, 10 out of 14 coming into that series. They go ahead and take the first two over the Brewers. The Giants, they had kind of sneaky one the last couple series leading up to last weekend when the Brewers were there. I mean, even this Red team, the Reds team, they just swept the Astros this week. Now they come into Miller Park, take the first two. I mean, they're catching some of these lesser teams at the wrong time.
Yeah, no doubt. And this Reds team is on the rise. I think this organization has got some bright days ahead of it. Saw Alex Wood earlier today, guy they picked up in a deal with the L.A. Dodgers earlier in the offseason, also brought, you know, Yasiel Puig into that lineup, him throwing a live batting practice, kind of simulated game here. And they got some pitchers that can throw some serious innings. Now, you saw Sonny Gray get around a little bit later on yesterday, but the team has the third, fourth best ERA in all of baseball coming in to Miller Park this weekend, and they just haven't really gotten a whole lot of timely hits. And as well, like you mentioned, the Pittsburgh Pirates last year were a thorn in the side of the Brewers, and I'm pretty sure the Pirates last year ended up with, Mitch, and this was one of the telling stats of baseball for me as I've kind of started to follow more deep into the numbers of how the baseball season trends the last couple of years, obviously doing the postgame show. The Pirates had the best record against National League Central opponents last year out of anybody in the National League, and the Pirates, I believe, finished fourth last year in the division. So you're going to catch some of these teams that, albeit the names and the records might not look great, but teams got to win baseball games throughout the year, and sadly they've done it here in the last couple of days, week and a half against the Brewers. You bring up the Padres, that's a team that's on the rise. That's a team that was closer to the Brewers of 2017 than they were of the San Diego Padres of 2017. So these organizations are going up and down, and right now they're getting a little bit fat on the Brewers, but it's going to change around here sooner rather than later. Brewers are a really, really good baseball team. It can't last too much longer. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I do believe the Brewers are still going to make the playoffs. It's just a rough stretch here, June swoon, if you will. The Brewers looking to get back on the winning track here today, though, as they take on the Cincinnati Reds. And Yolis Chacin goes to the mound for the Crew. Jimmy Nelson, the other news of the day, will be going to the bullpen, Billy. And what's kind of the thought process there on that move? Just trying to kind of see if Jimmy can find success elsewhere, or is there anything more to that?
One thing that Craig said while we were talking to him earlier today, he mentioned Jimmy getting a little bit out of – he's such a creature of habit, and you see him go through an incredible workout routine every week, and he's got every day scheduled out almost to a T. Major League Baseball players are creatures of habit, and we hear that, you know, crutch all the time because it's an easy way to put it. But when you are so used to that routine and that – can get a little habitual to the point of where things can kind of get stale, and you could be missing certain parts of the workday or of the process that you could possibly be doing better, or, you know, spending a couple extra minutes with the strength coach, maybe spending less time in the strength room. Maybe you're spending more time in the video department, or just getting away from the game for a couple of minutes and going out there and competing. And I think that's what Craig is really interested in and really excited for with this opportunity for Jimmy. They need results. But really, you've seen Jimmy in the last couple of days. It seems like he's pressing way too much. Mm-hmm. And we know Jimmy is a competitor that's going to go out there and go balls to the walls. But when you're aiming and throwing pitches like that, it feels like he was in a bit of trying too hard. And sometimes, Craig, as the manager, we brought this up earlier when you talked about Joe Maddon and what they do down in Chicago, he always talks about he's a psychologist, and I have to make sure that my players are in the right mental state to go out there and just compete. Don't think of anything else while you're on the field. Just go out there and compete at the game that you've played your entire life. Maybe Craig Counsell was noticing a little bit with Jimmy. He was pressing a little bit, get him out of his comfort zone and remind him that, hey, man, you're a good baseball player. There's a reason why you're here. Go out there and do your thing. And sometimes that can be when you get the best results.
6-0 Mets as Jeff McNeil doubles in on Ahmed Rosario.
That is my dude, Mitch. I am telling you, Jeff McNeil is going to be a baller in this league for a long time. My favorite part of Jeff McNeil, though, Mitch, watch the replay. Look at that bat that he uses. It looks like a piece of wood you literally just cut right out of the trunk of a tree. Like,
Definite baseball guy.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. He has himself some fun playing baseball.
One thing about Jimmy Nelson, Billy, it seemed like in these couple of starts he's had since coming back, mind you, pitching for the first time since 2017, that the first, you know, time through the lineup, he was okay, right? You know, and but then he just all of a sudden lost his command in like the fourth inning, fifth inning. And maybe that's just something that's more conducive to being a reliever. Maybe Jimmy can carve out a niche and be a reliever for a couple of years for the Brewers.
And go in short bursts and give it your all while you're out there and not have to worry about 80, 90, 100 pitches trying to get into the seventh inning. You're right. There's a little bit less that you have to think about when you're going out there in the middle of the sixth inning. There's one on and one out. You're facing the heart of the order. You just got to go in there and do your thing. I'm excited to see him get out there in a competing role like that, man. You're right. Jimmy Nelson could have a very, very good career as a reliever, and some people make it like it's a bad thing to be a relief pitcher, right? I've been hearing this with Freddie Peralta and Corbin Burns, like they need to be starting pitchers, and we expected them to be starting pitchers. But the way the Milwaukee Brewers use their bullpen and the way Craig Counsell uses it, you just got to go out there and get outs when you're called upon. And it doesn't matter if you start for the first 15. You could get 15 coming into the third inning and just go out there and do your thing. I'm excited to see exactly what he's able to do in the bullpen role, because you're right, he can go out there, not think about it, play his game, and he could have a very, very nice career out there in the bullpen.
Billy, I could do it all day, but I got to cut you loose. We got to get moving on. Thanks for a couple of minutes this afternoon, and enjoy the game.
Mitch, it's always fun, brother. Talk to you soon.
There he is, Billy Baby Tal Schmidt of the Wendy's Big Show. Follow him on Twitter at Bill Schmidt Radio. Always good stuff there. He's also on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show as well with Tim the Franchise Allen. You can hear that show after the last pitch. You make the switch right back here after each and every Brewer game here going forward. We'll hit a quick break here. On the other side, we will go back down to Miller Park, catch up with Billy, who caught up with Adrian Hauser, who has probably been the Brewers' most consistent pitcher of late, no question about it. He caught up with Billy. We'll catch that interview next on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. Mayor Mitch getting you set for first pitch between the Brewers and the Reds. More next on The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch and dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coaches on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And it's live from the Hyundai West Dallas On Deck studios here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mitch Ross here getting you set for first pitch between the Brewers and the Reds coming up in about 30 minutes or so from right now. Yolis Chacin will hit the mound. He'll take on Luis Castillo for the Cincinnati Reds. Brewers, of course, dropping the first two of this series, and they've dropped five straight overall. They definitely are mixing things up a little bit here today to see if they can get the offense going. Yasmani Grandal is leading off today. Lorenzo Cain cleaning up. Yolis Chacin hitting eighth. Ryan Braun another day off. Ben Gamel out in left. He's hitting ninth. So Craig Counsell definitely shifting up the lineup quite a bit today. And if you missed his comments earlier here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show, Counsell saying it's kind of a game-by-game thing, just doing something maybe here to switch things up. He said Lorenzo Cain's probably going to have a day off tomorrow, so the lineup will look different once again, naturally that way. So we'll see what happens tomorrow as the Brewers go look for a break to this five-game losing streak, and they've won just once since Wednesday, so last Wednesday. It's been a rough stretch for the Brewers. We'll see if they can get it going here. They're a game and a half behind that team 90 miles south, and the Reds have cut it to 4.5. They're in fourth place in the Central, so A lot of jumbled teams here in the NL Central, as I guess you probably might expect. Tough division in baseball, no question about it. Luis Castillo, 7-1 with a 2.26 ERA. That kid is a stud for the Reds. So the Brewers definitely have their work cut out for them. The other news of the day, Jimmy Nelson going to the bullpen. Aaron Wilkerson's been called up. Corbin Burnes has been sent down. So shifting up the roster as well. Another guy who's been in the bullpen for most of the season, he's been red hot of late. Adrian Hauser, he caught up with Bill Baby Tal Schmidt down at Miller Park not too long ago, and let's listen in on that conversation. Billy?
All right, Mitch, thanks. Inside the Brewers Clubhouse, Bill Schmidt with Adrian Hauser. Adrian, appreciate the time, dude.
No problem. Thank you.
Fun back here up at the big leagues and making a huge impact. Now you're scattered around a little bit in roles late inning games, and then also whenever counts needs you out in San Diego, you give three big innings.
Yeah, you know, just whenever they call down and say, hey, you're in the game, I'm, you know, ready to get in there and try to help the team win the best I can.
How was it as adjusting from kind of starting a couple of games and moving back into the bullpen?
I mean, it's had its challenges, but, you know, just, you know, picking other guys' brains and seeing what they do to help them best bounce back, you know, I think it's helped me out a lot and being able to get back in there as quick as I can.
How quickly have you maneuvered multiple times in a week, getting up, getting down, sitting down if you're up, that kind of stuff, moving through?
I mean, we've been pretty good about it, like seeing like how I'm feeling and how everybody else and how the games are going. So, you know, it hasn't been terrible. You know, been able to just be able to prepare the right way and be ready when they need me.
I'll tell you this, man. Right now, it seems like you're one of the most dynamic right-handed relievers the team's got. And obviously, the team's slumping a little bit, but you feel like the tide's kind of turning when you're fighting in games like last night.
Yeah, you know, I think we're just, you know, a couple things here and there just from getting back to winning and being in the right way we need to be. But, you know, we'll get there. I mean, everybody's fighting and trying to win these games best we can.
It's tough when you see breaks left and right going the opposite way. I mean, it seems like everything the last 4 or 5 days has gone against you guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been tough, but that's part of baseball. You know, you have your highs and you have your lows, and the game humbles you real quick. But, you know, I think we're pretty close to bouncing back, and, you know, we'll get in there.
Talking with Adrian Hauser, baseball in the second place Brewers, just behind those Chicago Cubs, man. But it's going to be a dogfight in this entire division. Even these Reds, I mean, they'll rank in fourth right now, but they're a heck of a ball club over there, too.
Oh, yeah, you know, this whole division, you know, up and down is a great division. You know, it's going to be a fight, just like you said, all the way down on the last game, just like it was last year. So, you know, we're ready for it, and we're going to, you know, keep going.
And as we hit up here into the All-Star break, three dudes from the clubhouse right now possibly starting the All-Star game. But more importantly for you, what does it mean for you guys seeing Yasmani get that look as a first-year catcher with a team doing really, really good job?
I mean, it's great. He's been great back there for us. You know, he's a really smart guy. He's had some good game plans for us and, you know, been able to attack the hitters and go right after them. So he's been great back there. You know, hopefully he gets that starting spot back there. He deserves it.
Adrian, appreciate it, man. Good luck the rest of the way, all right?
Thank you.
There he is, Adrian Hauser, Brewers reliever, who's been tremendous out of the bullpen for the Brewers. He caught up with Bill Baby Tal Schmidt of the Wendy's Big Show. Billy also joined me the last segment for the McCormick Law Office Roundtable on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Take a quick look at the standings now before we hit a quick break. The Brewers have fallen to a game and a half back of the Chicago Cubs. Cubs are 41-34, Brewers 40-36, having lost five straight. They've definitely, man, that 500 mark is a gravitational pull sometimes, isn't it, in the city of Milwaukee? Brewers run differential, also -4. Something interesting there. St. Louis, 39-36. They are a half game behind the Brewers, and the Reds are all the way back up to 4.5 back in the division and 3 behind the Brewers. They are 36-38 as they enter play, and the Pittsburgh Pirates are 34-40, 6.5 out of first place in the National League Central. The Chicago Cubs trailing today 6-0 at last check down at Wrigley Field to the New York Mets, so things not going their way. Jose Quintana struggling again today for the Chicago Cubs. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, we'll get you a closer look at who's hot and who's not on this Milwaukee Brewers team, get you those lineups one more time before we get out of here. First pitch between the Brewers and the Cincinnati Reds coming up in about 22 minutes or so down at Miller Park. We'll have more next of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show. Mayor Mitch getting you set for that first pitch on the only station Brewers fans need, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Some of the Brewers are hot, while some are not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not? Brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind. providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com.
Speaking of Bayview Shade and Blind, we will have the Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show with Tim Allen after the last pitch here on The Fan. You guys make the switch right back as the Brewers look to snap the five-game losing streak they found themselves mired in. It's really been a struggle since that last road trip began in Houston. They won one of those and have only won once since, so it's definitely been a struggle for the Milwaukee Brewers as of late. Not everybody, however, is struggling on your Milwaukee Brewers. Christian Yelich, as we look at who's hot and who's not, that dude is absolutely on fire once again. He's 12 for his last 31. He's got 8 runs scored, 4 doubles, 4 dingers, 7 driven in, 28 total bases. He has struck out 5 times, hitting .387 in the last week or so. Eric Thames is 5 of his last 14 over the last week. Lorenzo Cain, 7 of his last 25. That's a .280 clip over the last week. Maybe he's starting to snap out of it slowly but surely. Other than that, it kind of just stops as the Brewers' offense has stopped themselves. Didn't put out much offense in San Diego earlier this week. Scored 7 runs last night, but the Brewers offensively struggling. Ryan Braun, 6 for his last 25. A couple of days off for him last night. He's off again today. Ben Gamel starting out and left today. Mike Moustakas. Feels like it wasn't that long ago we were talking about extending Mike Moustakas and backing up the Brinks truck for him. He's 4 of his last 17 with just 1 run driven in over the last week. And Ben Gamel, 2 for his last 11. Yasmani Grandal, the leadoff hitter today. He's 3 for his last 20. That's just a .150 clip for Grandal. He does have 6 driven in, however, over the last week. Orlando Arcia, 3 for his last 24. So the Brewers' offense, in general, is definitely struggling for in the last couple of weeks. And the pitching staff has not been much better. They've been gracious hosts to the Cincinnati Reds, spotting them 3 runs in the top of the first inning, the first 2 games of this series. But I want to go back to who's hot. Christian Yelich. Home and away splits this year in 30 games at Miller Park. He's got 21 home runs, 42 driven in, 22 walks, an OPS of 1.613, which is almost impossible. That dude is absolutely amazing at Miller Park. Now, away, not too shabby either. In 39 games, he's got 8 homers and 20 RBIs, 12 steals on the road, a .288 batting average with a .914 OPS, so a little more closer to the league average. Still pretty good for Christian Yelich, but that dude, 29 homers on the year, 62 driven in, 17 stolen bases. He just continues to defend his MVP title as best as he can. No question about that. As the Brewers look to snap their 5-game losing streak and get back in the winning column here, let's take a look at the injury report and get you caught up on some Brewers transactions as we begin play on Saturday.
Baseball is 90% mental, and the other half is physical. So who's injured on the crew? Here's today's injury report. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, Yoelis Chacin is back. He made his first start on Monday. He starts today. Somewhat encouraging, the start on Monday. Just 4 2/3, but did only allow 2 runs, which of late, that's kind of impressive for a Brewers pitcher. And other than that, Gio Gonzalez is still out with an arm injury, but he is back with the team and as they returned home, and he is rehabbing and looking to be set to return pretty soon. Obviously, Corey Knebel still out for the year as well. And the other news of the day, Jimmy Nelson going to the bullpen. Aaron Wilkerson has been called up, not officially named the starter for Wednesday. Craig Counsell said they will look at that after today's game. Corbin Burns sent down to AAA San Antonio to make room for Aaron Wilkerson, but Jimmy Nelson going to the bullpen for the Milwaukee Brewers, something probably just to get him going. You know, he's done all right in the first time through the order in his start since coming back from injury since 2017. So maybe a bullpen stint is where Jimmy can find a home. Let's get you these weird lineups. Let's get you the Brewers lineup one more time here before we get out of here. Leading off today, And behind home plate, Yasmani Grandal batting second and out in right field. Christian Yelich batting third and at second base. Mike Moustakas batting cleanup and in center field today. Lorenzo Cain batting fifth and at first base. Eric Thames batting sixth and at shortstop. Orlando Arcia batting seventh and at third base. Travis Shaw batting eighth and doing the pitching today. Yolis Chacin batting ninth and out in left field. Ben Gamel. So a big switch up there from manager Craig Counsell as the Brewers look to get off of the losing streak here. That's going to do it for us here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. Yolis Chacin gets the start for the crew as, again, they look to go get back in the win column, but the Brewers do have their work cut out for them. Maybe that's why you'll have three left-handed bats in the lineup against Luis Castillo, who's 7-1 with a 2.26 ERA, and he definitely looks to be emerging as an ace for Derek Johnson, the pitching coach of the Cincinnati Reds, former pitching coach of the Milwaukee Brewers. He has been a godsend for the Reds. It's still hard to believe the Brewers let that guy get away, no question about it. That's going to do it for us here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. My thanks to Bill Baby Tausch Schmidt, Evan Helfelfinger, other side of the glass. For all you guys who listened, after the last pitch, you make the switch right back here on the Fan, Tim Allen, for the Baby Shade and Blind postgame show. Enjoy the game, everybody. Go Brewers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.